Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Motherboard, don't hit that.
The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Is this something wrong with my mic? I wouldn't sit back. My nose is practically touching. So that means I'm within 3 feet. Yeah. Speak out the corner of my neck. Right? 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Lots of political developments. You heard about Mitt bowing out,
which I think is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very mixed. You know, here's my thought about that.
Everybody should bow out. That's
well, you know what? Everybody, not just. I thought about that. You know, I sit around thinking about this kind of crap.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
And you think, you know, what can we do to be more politically effective? What can we do for the average American citizen? Think about what American politics has become. It is nothing. Even within groups, subgroups of political interest, there's a million special interest organizations, right? I mean, I get 200 emails a day from like conservative outfits, right? And we talked about this the other day. You know, I think it's gotten to the point where a significant amount of their existence is just raising funds. Mm-hmm. That's just what they're, and not for anything, for them, you know, just so they can continue to breathe. But I think, you know, I was sitting around, I'm thinking about this, you know, what can we do? The average American says, what if you're not a member of the NRA? What if you're not a member of NOW? What if you're not a member? What if you don't want to be? What if you just want to, you know, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. What if you just want to live your life, right? Mm-hmm. Raise a family or not raise a family, you know, whatever it is. Have 12 same-sex wives, whatever it is. Just live your life and not be bothered, right? What do you do if you're one of those people? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe the thing we tend to think in terms of, you know, I got to do something, got to create a new organization, got to come up with a new, you know, it's like that book that Mark Levin did. It was actually quite good. But when I was done with it, I was like, he's right, except none of it matters. Where they were talking about, he was talking about, we just need some new amendments. And we need new amendments. That's just more things for them to ignore and break. You could have 6,000 amendments. Yeah, you know, it's like the typical government thing of another committee. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a huge problem. So we create another thing that doesn't work even more.
Yeah, they do it to do it so they can keep busy and have a job.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting here thinking about this. And I'm thinking, wow, what if they held an election and nobody showed up? What if literally, what if nobody? It wouldn't happen because the candidates would vote for themselves. Yeah. But what if, I mean, you know, the tally count would be 6-4, you know. But what if they held an election and nobody showed up? What if they had a hearing and nobody showed up? What if they did something and no reporters showed up? What if, you know, wouldn't that be like the most, when you think about what they do, and I'm talking about any, I don't care what side of the, you know, our American politics today reminds me of like an MMA ring. There's eight sides, right? There's no this side or that side. There's like eight sides, right? And what if, no matter where you come from in that octagon, what if you just said, you don't matter to me anymore? I'm not listening to you. I'm not caring about you. I'm not protesting you. I'm not supporting you. As far as I'm concerned, you don't exist. What would happen? I think that would be very powerful. Now, I think that is as much a fantasy as a couple of amendments to the Constitution correcting things too. It's just all a fantasy. that ain't going to happen. But I sometimes I think that's the answer. That's the answer. Just the president who?
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I think that
who?
I think there's a lot of people who feel that way, and their solution is, well, you know what? I'm not even going to vote.
Well, and see, that doesn't work unless everybody does.
I know, but that's they get to the point where they feel like what you're talking about, where it's like, you know what? What if we just didn't do it? And they just, you know what? I'm not going to do it this year and just not worry about it because my vote doesn't seem to matter. And, you know, they get discouraged. And then that's also not the right answer, but you understand the frustration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm just thinking about that. Wow, that would be what a wonderful world that would be, you know. Imagine there's no voters. It's easy if you try. Yeah, we ought to write a song like that.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about politics, right?
John Lennon.
Okay, hold on.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Dread, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn, and there was no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken.
I think
or that or
I
that.
I think that who need, that's who needs to
or
run.
Or that, yeah.
We need a couple of super chickens just to have get out there, and I'll vote for Super Chicken.
Buck 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 buck.
That's right.
How's that for a sound bite? Bill O'Reilly leading off with that little sound bite. 866-821. How did I get on that? Half the show's over.
I know. Hurry up. Talk. 866-821-8255.
866-821-TALK.
Quick, throw something in that's
yeah, I was choking as a result of that little sound.
You were talking about 4K versus 8K and 8K TV stuff.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. Kind of cool. You know, when you think of, you know, powerful TV companies, Sharp is on the list, but not at the top. Samsung, Sony, etc., right? Well, Sharp is kind of leading the way in a very interesting way. Great for the consumers. You wonder how they're able to do it with, just in regards to costs. But they actually are including, and they've been doing it since 2010, where they're actually including sub-pixel technology. So when you get a 4K TV, you got a certain number of pixels. It's huge, right? It's astonishing.
Is it somewhere around 4,000?
No.
What is it?
A 4K TV?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, it's like 4 million. But here's the deal. Here's what Sharp does. Sharp has been including subpixel technology so that even though it only uses 4K pixels, their TV contain like 8K pixels. So they can kind of be hot-rodded and hacked to be an 8K TV.
Really?
Potentially. Really incredible value, potentially. Now, there is no 8K content. There's barely 4K content.
Right. Yeah, so it's kind of a waste.
But it's very interesting that they would make that decision because it's got to be more costly. I can't imagine it's, even if it's just a couple of pennies, it's got to be more costly.
Except for... You see, there's no 4K
content
stuff to use and see, except for the stuff in the store where they're trying to sell you with it.
Right.
That picture and that awesome little video. That's the only thing that's high enough resolution to use it.
Yep. Well, it's very impressive, and Sharp has kind of been leading the market on this and not able yet to really benefit from it. But it potentially puts Sharp consumers at an advantage, perhaps, technically, possibly. I just find it incredibly, really surprising in a positive way that they make the decision to include stuff that they technically don't need to include. I mean, it's kind of a refreshing thing. Hey, let's make this a little bit better than we really need to make it, just in case. I mean, that's kind of a refreshing attitude, isn't it? When was the last time you heard that kind of thing? Usually it's, oh, they won't notice this is missing.
Don't go away now. Dr. Dave is about to answer your question next. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.